Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way.
Yeah. Oh, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rukama bashande hinduko. Ubaba bashanda hashalalaboko rababashande hindi. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ukama shande hitaralaboko rashanda. Urarabande laboko shanda laloko krabashanda hashatarababaka. Ukama shande hitaralaboko shatalaboko rotande hishini. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Rutama shatalaboko shande hende. Rurarabanda shatalaboko shanda hashaka. Nina raboko roshande hende. Laboko shalalabande kende hende. Ubaba bashanda hashalaboko roshanda hashalalababa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ukama shanda hashalaboko rababa hashata bababa. Ida raboko rabande linde luka hashata raboko shande. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us today, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us brand new eyes to see, giving us a new heart to receive you today, Father, and all that you have for us today. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so good. For you are so worthy to be praised. If it had not been for you, Lord, oh my, 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 hasha, we won't even want to think about where we may be right now. But we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God and whom we can rely on each and every day of our life. We trust you, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you in every single area of our life. That's why we give you thanks. That's why we give you glory. Because you are just that good, Father. More than we have even realized as of today in our lives, Father. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you have already done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life for us. You gave your life for us, Lord Jesus, that we may have life, but not just any life, but life in abundance. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that every single need that we have, you have met all of our needs already. And we thank you, thank you. We thank you that we can come to you and pray about all these things that are concerned in our lives and knowing for sure, for sure, for sure that all is well. All is well. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single where that our feet may step, that it is blessed because of you, Lord Jesus. For you have ordered our steps, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made it so we have a relationship with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, my Lord. The Holy Ghost who lives on the inside of us, who shows us all things in the name of Jesus, who teaches us all things in the mighty name of Jesus, guard us and protect us. Moving those stumbling blocks that had already placed before us. So we say, Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go before us right now and have your way. Have your way. We invite you into our lives right now in the name of Jesus. For we know that you have to be invited in. So we invite you into every single situation that we may be facing right now. Every single circumstance, we invite you in. Our relationships, Holy Ghost, we invite you in right now to intervene and to have your way. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. See, if those are areas in our life where we don't realize or we don't know what to do, we thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are that voice of reason. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are the umpire of our life, making the calls, hallelujah, for us. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for your word. For your word is forever established in heaven, Lord. Therefore, we establish your word right here on earth. Your word is in our hands. That's where you place it at. When your written word, we have it right here in our hands for us to look at each and every day, for us to study, for us to be a student of grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Your word is even in our hearts, even in our mouths, that we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those times that where we be in a place where we just don't know what to say, we thank you that your word, that it shows up right then and there. We decree and declare that our ministries are blessed in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that our families are blessed in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our homes and our jobs and our finances are blessed. Our thoughts are prosperous. You have prospered us in each and every area of our lives. Sure success follows us all the days of our lives, and we thank you. And because you have left nothing undone, hallelujah, because there is nothing else for us to do but to take rest, thank you, thank you, thank you, not to worry about anything. There's nothing else for us to do but to give you glory, to rejoice, and to give you thanks. That's what we're going to do, Father, is just give you thanks for being our all in all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Your blood that covers us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your blood that heals us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your blood. For we have your blood that every single time that people see us, hallelujah, they see you. Every single time that the enemy shows up, see, he got to keep on going and she got to keep on passing by, for they can't touch us. They can't harm us. They can't do anything because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And our testimony is that we are well. We are the children of God. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with immense power and authority because of you, Lord Jesus. We plead your blood between our kingdom, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every single tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. We are the body of Christ. And Satan has no power, no authority over us. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for the word that you have prepared for us to take it today, for us to live by it, for us to lean on it, hallelujah, to apply all of our weight, apply the pressure, not for us to apply the pressure to one another, not for us to apply the pressure to these philosophies and these things of this world, for us to take all this pressure and to roll it over on you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. That's who you are. You are our Lord and Savior. You are our way out of no way. You are our light in darkness, and we thank you. For Lord, you are our light and our salvation, and we just want to say thank you. We pray for those today, Father, that don't know you. And it is our prayer today that those that don't know you, that they get to know you today. We know that we're here today and may be gone today, but we thank you for this time and this opportunity, this moment right now, that we have an opportunity to give our lives over to you. You know the time. You know the hour. It is our expectation. It's for us to be ready, when you come. That's our prayer today, that all of our brothers and sisters be saved. All of our brothers and sisters be filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. That they speak in new tongues, hallelujah. That fire, hallelujah. I'm talking about tongues of fire. That it be their new lives of trusting in you. For your word says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to their own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge you. For you will direct our path. See, this takes a covenant. This takes for us to receive you. This takes for us to confess that you are our God. That's our prayer today, Father. That those that don't know you, that they get to know you. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength, and you are our redeemer. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one to Sunday service this afternoon. This is such a joyous time for us. This is such a privilege for us to be able to be in the presence of the Lord. We want to welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas that are with us. We're here in Houston, Texas. Welcome every single one of our sisters and brothers here. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning and my wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. We just want to welcome, welcome, welcome every single one of you. And thank y'all for welcoming us into your homes. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us today from Louisiana, we welcome you as well. We love you so much. Thank y'all for loving us. Thank y'all for coming to Sunday service. Thank y'all for coming in to help us lift up the name of Jesus. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here with us in New York and all its surrounding areas, welcome, welcome, welcome. We love y'all. Thank y'all for loving us as well. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us from Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, and all those areas up there, Minister Lern Green and his wife, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you so much. We're continuing to pray for our brother, Minister Lern Green and his family. We're staying in continuous of trusting in God. We just bless you, brother. We bless you and your family in your time of need right now. But welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, I'd like to personally welcome you. Do press 1. To press 1, let me know who you are, where you're from. If you're online, do call in 845-277-9213. And then press 1. Let us know who you are and where you're from. This is the time where God has designated for us to come in prayer. See, we get to pray. We need to understand how powerful prayer is. Prayer is the gateway that we walk through to get all that God has for us. See, God knows every single thing that we need before we even need it. But he wants to know if you're going to trust and believe him. That's why he made it a way to you to come to the throne of grace. Because, see, it's a decision. And we have a blood earned purchase right to come to the throne of grace. But, see, we don't just come any kind of way. We come trusting and believing in the Lord, knowing that all that we come to God for, it shall be so. In the name of Jesus. So if you have something that you want to bring to the Lord, this is the time. Amen. Amen. I am so excited about today. You know, Apostle Tyonique and I, you know, we are coming off of vacation, and we're getting back into a position. You know, we're doing things how God have set it up for us to do. So I'm just so excited on what God is doing, you know, in my home and in my relationship. There isn't anything that I can do, but God knows exactly what to do, and I trust in him. I acknowledge his presence. Apostle Tommy and I, we acknowledge God's presence in our home, in the life of our children, in this ministry right here, the Gospel Public Ministry. We can't do this without God. We can't do this without God. How are we gonna try to do something? So we gotta trust in God. We gotta trust him everything. And this is what God expects out of us. He expects this out of each and every one of you, to acknowledge him, his presence, and for us to flow in the Holy Ghost, in his spirit. That's what God wants for us to do. So that's why I'm just so excited. I'm a student of grace. And being a student of grace, that means I am continually learning every single day. So there's things that we know, and there's things that we don't know. But most of the time when we don't have a clear understanding of who God is, we would lean towards those things that we know, and then we live like that. But God has a better way for us to live, and that's in Christ Jesus, in his word, trusting in him, communicating with him, talking to him, and allowing him to be revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding and love and peace and joy, all the things that we look for in life, prosperity, success, all these things that we look for in life. See, God intends for us to go through him, because that's where it lies. That's where it is. That's why I'm so excited, because just that little bit of revelation that God gives me, that's enough for me to live a joyous life. That don't mean that I'm finished. That don't mean that I just turned my ears off. That means that I'm steady growing. Amen, amen. We're going to have We're going to have a song selection here. We'll have a song selection. And then we'll be right back here with the preach word here. We'll be right back. We'll have a song selection, then we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Gives me strength from dying.
We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service, and I'm so excited about what God is, what he's about to do in every single one of our lives. You know, today, you know, there's a word that God have placed on my heart, and Pastor Taunika and I, you know, we just living in this thing. So prepare yourself to receive today this wonderful word of God. You are in the right place at the right time, whether you know it or not. You know, you are where God has for you to be. So whether you are in your cars, whether you're in your kitchen, whether you at work, wherever you are, and you're on the couch, you know, you are in the right place at the right time because this word is going forth today. But let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us to know you, to hear you, to experience you in our lives. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you have your way in every single mind today and have your way in every single heart today. That today, Father God, that we will hear something or know something that we would never, ever, ever be the same again. We pray, Father God, that you be every single word that proceeds out of my mouth today, that it be spirit and not some other spirit, but your spirit, your revelation, and not some thing that I just didn't come up with on my own, but let it be your word. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we rebuke you from this place right now. We say you go in Jesus' name. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Psalms. Go to Psalms 23. We'll start over here in Psalms 23, and I'll be reading this from the King James Version of the Bible. Go to Psalms 23, and Well, we're going to spend some time over here in Psalms this afternoon. You know, I go to Psalms 23, and we'll end up over here, Psalms 30, 34, 40, and I think 91. That's where we're going to be at over here. I titled this word today, this message today, A Real Relationship with Consistent Proof. Amen. A real relationship with consistent proof. What is that? What is that? What is a real relationship with consistent proof? Go with me over here to Psalms 23. Let's read Psalms 23. Psalms 23 reads here, it says, The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. 3, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thy anointing my head with oil. My cup runneth over. 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you believe that, church? Do you believe that? Is that true? Is that true? Let's go over to Psalms 30. Psalms 30. Psalms 30, verses 1 through 6. It reads here, I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. 2, O Lord my God, I cry unto thee. Hallelujah. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, amen, that I shall not go down in the pit. For sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his angels endureth, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And 6 and final. And in my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. Hallelujah. Is that true to your church? See, we just read Psalms 23 and we read Psalms 30, and I asked you a question, a real relationship with consistent proof. Now, here it is, David, over here in Psalms 23. He said, The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. See, we need to understand that. David, he realized that he has a relationship with God. David is here trusting in God. See, he's saying that the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't have a want for anything because the Lord is my shepherd. See, a sheep don't have to want for anything. See, a sheep, they rely totally, their dependency is completely on the shepherd. And here David is saying that the Lord is his shepherd. And here it is again over here. David is saying over here in Psalms 30, he's saying that the Lord has lifted him up. He's saying that the Lord has healed him. He's saying the Lord has brought his soul up out the grave. He's saying the Lord has kept him alive. See, David is saying that the Lord should not let him go down in the pit. David is saying that, you know, that his favor is life. He said he may have to go through some things. See, this is what David is saying. He said, weeping may endure for a night. He said, I might have to go through some things. But he said, joy comes. See, he trusts in the Lord. See, he has a real relationship. And see, David is being a witness, so this is proof. See, here it is, David, knowing that time after time that God has shown up in his life and showed so much favor, favor that he did not deserve. Amen. Amen. A real relationship with consistent proof. Let's go over here to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, 1 through 19, it reads here, this is David here again at, when he was charged with his behavior before Abimelech, who had drove him away and when he had departed here. Listen to what David says here over here in Psalms 34. Psalms 34 and 1 through 19, it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked upon him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Let's put a period right there. David is saying here that, hey, I'm in something right now. And this, what I'm in right now, is bringing a whole lot of grief to me on the inside. See, you need to realize when something happened in your life, we need to understand that something happened in that inside world. See, we all have an inside world. But see, we need to have an understanding that who's in charge of what's going on in that inside world. See, David is making a cry out to the Lord for help, for help. He realized that he's in trouble right now. He realized that there's a battle that's going on. See, David has a relationship with God in the middle of the trouble that he's in right now. See, we're talking about a real relationship. See, we're not talking about a pretend relationship. David has a relationship with God, and he has had a relationship with God his whole life. See, from a boy, see, God had showed David so much favor here as a boy, where he killed a bear and slayed a lion. We need to understand that this is the same David that God shows so much favor to. But here it is that even we that have a relationship with God, we end up in some trouble sometime. See, in this trouble that you end up in sometime, you need to realize that this relationship that you have with God, that this trouble, see, is going past. See, God has a way of working that thing out. God has a way of turning that thing all around. See, a lot of times we get to that place to where we just want to have our way like David. We want to have these things that we look at. We want to have these things that desires, these desires of our heart. And here it is, sometimes we may end up going after these things. See, that may not have been the will of God. And you find yourself in a time of trouble. You find yourself in distress. See, the Bible says over here in Psalms 34, it says that the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and deliver them. Hallelujah. Do you know what fear in this case means? See, a lot of times we misinterpret the word. We're thinking that that the word fear means being frightened. And in this case, fear means, in this case, trusting in God, respecting who he is in your life. Fearing the Lord is mean acknowledging God in his place. See, I fear the Lord. That means that though what I may enter into, I have a understanding and a knowledge and a respect or a fear or a need or however you want to put it, of knowing that my God, hallelujah, supplies each and every one of my needs, and I respect him. I acknowledge his presence. Amen. That's what I'm saying. I acknowledge his presence. And A says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Let's skip on down here to 15. Psalms 34 and 15, it reads here, the eye of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cries. Hallelujah. Let's get down to 19. 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all of them. That's good to know. That's good to know. Is there one thing, Apostle, that you can enter into or that you can be involved in, hallelujah, that God is won't deliver you out of when you trust in him? Hallelujah. See, first you have to have a relationship with him first, because without the relationship, you're talking about trying to get something to show up in your life that you don't believe and don't even know how to even access it. See, you first have to have a relationship with God. Is there anything that you can do, Apostle, that will cause God to oh, I'm just going to leave you right there. Oh, no, no, you shouldn't have did this. You shouldn't have did that. No, you got to die from that. See, that's not the God that we serve. See, having a real relationship with God, it shows consistent proof. And since we're right here, I want to ask you a question. What does a real relationship look like, church? Do you know what that looks like? Do you know what a real relationship looks like? Well, I believe that according to the life that I have been living, I believe that when two or more people, when they agree in the want and the need to spend or share their life together, I believe that's a real relationship. Now, that don't necessarily mean that that relationship is a godly relationship, but I do believe that when two or more people agree that I want you, I want to be in your life, and I need you in my life, or I want you to be in my life, and you need me to be in your life, this is a relationship. This is an agreement. When two or three people, we have chosen to spend this life together, to share it together. I believe that's a real relationship. The next question that I have for you is, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do for you where relationship is concerned? I believe that Jesus, he showed us how to live with each other. That Jesus showed us how to live a life with each other. He told us what to do. He taught us how to do it. He leads us in every single place and out of every single place. And not only did Jesus do that, he also made it to where we have images. See, he is the image of a relationship that we should have. There's recordings, and Jesus even gave himself as an example for a relationship. I believe that. I believe that all the way. But here is the question. When it comes down to a real relationship with consistent proof, let me ask this question right. do you really look at your relationships and compare your relationship with the relationship that you have with God, the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ? Do you really, really, really look at your relationships that way? Because if we look at our relationships in the eyesight of what did Jesus do concerning relationship, and then we start to fashion ourselves after a godly relationship with him, then we should know that, okay, well, this relationship first that I have with God, this is a reflection of the relationship that I have with my brothers and my sisters. This is also a reflection of the relationship that I have with my husband, or have with my wife, or have with, you know, mama, papa, co-worker, neighbor. It's because this relationship that I have with God. How can we have a relationship with anyone with the absence of God? Why? Let me ask the question better. Why will we consider, Apostle, having a relationship with each other without first having a relationship with God? Isn't God the one that created relationship in the first place? So if you understand that, if you understand that God created relationship, then you will understand that the relationship that God created should be a relationship with God, so we can know how to have a relationship with one another. And with the absence of God, then are we really, you know, living a fulfilled life, or the fulfillment of it? See, this is a real relationship. A real relationship is a relationship with God, so that I may have a working relationship with you. Amen. Next question that I have is, how do you know that this is the right lifestyle for me? How do you know that this is the right lifestyle for you? Well, I believe that when you experience the love, peace, and the joy in a relationship, when you experience the faithfulness in a relationship, I'm talking about a real relationship, when you're experiencing wholeness and prosperity and forgiveness, you know, all the gifts of righteousness that God promised to Abraham, that his seed will be blessed through Christ Jesus. This is how I believe. I believe that every single one that are in a relationship, yeah, we all are in some type of relationship. You know, if we're living, you're in a relationship with someone. You may not be married. You may not have a companion, you know, at this moment, but you still have some type of relationship because you're living. That means that you are dependent on somebody for something, right? And somebody is dependent on you for something, whether it's a working relationship, whether it's your property and the neighbor's property, they join up together. So, you know, that's still a relationship because, you know, you're joined. I mean, there's a place, you know, where you're joined together. You know, your neighbor depends on you to keep your stuff off his property. You depend on him to keep his stuff off your property. But at the same time, he depends on you to not to let your side of the fence get out of hand, because it'll come over there on his side. And it's the same thing. That's a relationship. Well, this is the same kind of concept if we really look at it. When you have a relationship with people, see, there can be two people that's in a relationship. One can have a relationship with God, and the other may not have a relationship with God. But see, God knows that because you two are joined together, one is going to get the other one to come over to the other side. Or either that, or you both may end up destroying one another because the unequalness of the yokes. You'll be pulling in two different directions. I'm trying to get you to see it my way, and you trying to get me to see it your way. But I thank God. I thank God that we have an opportunity to get it right when it comes down to a real relationship. See, if I'm going to live in the house with my mother and live in the house with my father, see, my mother and my father, they have a way of living. See, this is their house. And the way that they live in their house, they expect for me to abide by the rules of the house. See, it'll be me. I'll be a fool to think that I can live in a house with my mother and live in a house with my father and live by my own standards and live by my own rules. See, mama and daddy are not going to have me to live in their house and tear their house down. See, I need to do one or two things. I need to either get out and go get my own house and go by my own rules or abide by the lifestyle and the standard of the rules that have been placed into my mom and daddy house. And as long as I'm there in my mom and daddy house, it's going to go mom and daddy's way. See, we need to understand that. See, that's how harmony comes into a relationship. That's a real relationship. I'm not saying that I'm not related to them, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when we're going to be in a good relationship with one another, we're going to live up underneath the same roof, we have to have the same mindset. Our mind has to be set on going toward the same goal and the same things. This our God has it for us. See, we say that we are the righteousness of God. But here it is that this relationship that we have with God, it's not lining up with who we say that we are. We say that we are that we are Christian, but our life, you know, look like the sinner. It looks like the man and the woman that are part of Satan's house. See, God is not gonna give his life for us and for us to use him and to be a part of his house, and we still gonna be like saints. See, God made it to where he gave us Jesus Christ for us to live through an image just like him. This is a real relationship with God. See, a real relationship with God requires for us to spend time with God. How can I be in the house with you and say that we're in a relationship, but I don't spend any time with you? Amen? This is the same way as being in the body of Christ. Now, I'm not saying that because we don't spend time with God, that we don't have a relationship. See, we can be born again. But we're spending time in everybody else's house and everybody else's business. And so we have a real relationship with the gossipers instead of the ones that spread the good news or the gospel. See, if you're going to say that we are have a relationship with God, you got to spend time with God. When was the last time that you went down on your knees and say, God, I need you? When was the last time that you woke up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning? When was the last time that you asked God to show me this way? When was the last time that you acknowledged God's presence right there in the middle of these conversations that you're having? When was the last time that you truly, truly, truly trust in God instead of trusting in yourself? See, this is the way that we know that we have a real working relationship with God. See, God had already worked that thing out. He done gave us a Savior. He gave us Jesus Christ to be an image. He gave us Jesus Christ to be our way to him. He even gave us Jesus Christ for us to be able to come to him. See, Jesus said over here in John 14, he said, you can't go to God unless you come through me. I thank you, Lord. This is a real relationship. But we need to understand, where is the consistency? Where is the consistent proof? Do you know what consistent proof is? Consistent proof is something that has been tried over and over and over, and it turns out the same way. See, the word of God has been tried over and over and over again, long before we even entered into this lifestyle. See, the word of God has been tried and tried and tried. And the word of God has not changed. The word of God has changed every single thing in your life. See, the word of God has changed things. But see, the word of God ain't changed. See, it's been tried. And see, you can't change it. But then here it is. That's what we try to do sometimes. Sometimes we want to take the word and make the word fit our situation. But the word of God was never for us to use just to fit our situation. The word of God was for you to change, not for you to change it. So this is a real relationship. See, we represent the body of Christ. We represent the kingdom of God. See, when we read Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. See, we need to really understand what you're saying. We're saying that, God, I trust you in this situation, and I have no want and no need for anything. That's what we're saying. When we say Psalms 23, let's go back over here right quick. Psalms 23, when he said he leads me, he making me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Don't you know that God made a way for you to lay down and take rest? When he say he's making me to lie down in green pastures, see, a sheep, they lay down in green pastures and eat. So you ain't have to be worried about where the food going to come from. You lay down and eat. You ain't got to worry about nothing that's going to happen to you because you got a shepherd that's watching over you. Sometimes we find ourselves, you know, going through some things that may cause us to fear. Say, he leads me beside still waters. Don't you know that there are alligators and animals and stuff? You know, a sheep is a very vulnerable animal. So the sheep got to go to the pool and drink just like all the rest of the animals have to go to the pool and drink. He said, God, he said, he leads me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. Don't you know that you can go take a drink? Hallelujah. You can go take a drink and I don't have to worry about anything happened to you. See, this is when you know that you have the right relationship or a real relationship with consistent proof. Because time and time and time again, your testimony is how good God is and how good that he's been. Consistent proof. The good news, hallelujah, the good news is on the inside. Let's go over here. I want to show you what a good news is. Go over here to my favorite place, one of my favorite places, rather. My favorite place, one of my favorite places in the Bible. And we too should all have favorite places in the Bible to learn, to study. Where is your favorite place? And there should be multiple places because the Bible is the book of life. So we should have so many places that we can go in the Word and life and find those things out that we need. Let's go over here to one of my favorite places, Ephesians, Galatians, Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. Now I want y'all to see consistent proof. What is that? We kind of got an understanding of what a real relationship is, but see, we need to get a revelation or an understanding of consistent proof, consistency. Don't you know that when you're in a relationship with someone, the person that you're in a relationship with, they want to see consistency. They want to know that you trust them. That's consistency. They want to know that, not just sometime. I trust you, you know, as far as I can see. You know, they want to know that I can trust you in every single area of my life because you have my life right here because I'm with you. So that means that whoever you're involved with and whatever deal that you're involved with, because we're in a relationship, that concerns me. Children and the elderly, they depend on those, you know, for support. They depend on those who they live with, you know, for guidance, you know, for help. That's why God, you know, he really cares for children and cares for the elderly. So we need to understand that if you and I have a relationship with one another and I'm your child, I'm really dependent on you to be in the right place. Because I may not know, you know, a whole lot right now, but I'm depending on you to help me to so I can grow up and be able to do it on my own and be able to, you know, establish that same kind of relationship, you know, somebody trusting in me when I have children. And the same thing with the elderly. You know, the elderly, you know, they spend their whole lives and they make it a way for their children, you know, can have better and do better, and they teach them the word of God. Because one day when we get to the place where we're older, we need somebody to, they may need to go fix me a bowl of cereal. I've been fixing bowls of cereal for you for a majority of your life. They may need somebody to feed us. Let's not get in a place of thinking we don't never had an opportunity. This is a real relationship and showing consistent proof. See, consistent proof, I want to show you this over here in Ephesians chapter 6. Look at here what Apostle Paul says. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10, he says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the tricks of the devil. Then proof. I'm going to show you this here, consistent proof. 12 reads here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't fight against people. That's what he's saying. But against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not fighting against people. We fight against the thoughts, the principles of the person, the thoughts of the spirits that these people, that's what we're fighting against. That's who we battle against every single day. But Apostle Paul says, you know, you put on the word of God. You put on the word of God so you can be able to stand, so you can be able to not let it affect your heart, not let it affect your mind, not let it to move you, not let it to cause you to stumble, not let it for you to enter into revenge, but for you to stand, doing all to stand, putting on the whole armor of God. See, this is proof. This is the consistent. When you find yourself in something and in a relationship with the absence of God, you find yourself underneath the powers of these principalities, these philosophies, these bad words, and these corruptness, and the things that comes out of a person's heart. Hallelujah. That's where you find yourself. Rulers of darkness. You know, when you end up in a place where I just can't live with you no more, then we turn from God and we turn to what our money can buy, or who is the person, you know, that has the nicer house or the biggest person. I'm going to go over here and stay with this, or I'm going to go over here and do this. You know, all this right here is designed to separate two that have entered into a covenant with God and to separate you and to bust it up. He says, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor. It's consistent proof. See, I have a relationship with God, church. We're going to go ahead on and wrap this thing up. See, I have a relationship with God. I know him, and he knows me. There's so many times God have opened up doors for me. See, I see, all I can do is just be a witness. See, I'm talking about a real relationship with God and consistent proof. See, the consistent proof is how many times that God has showed up in my life. See, I'm living right now. I'm breathing. I'm walking and I'm talking because of God's goodness, because of God is good. Because he's been so good to me. See, I don't do a whole lot of talking about, you know, some things that have happened in my life, but I will be a witness of when things that were ungodly that happened in my life, that there was nothing that I could do. And a lot of it, I may have caused it, and a lot of it, I may not have caused it. But God is not good because I'm good. God is good to me because he's good. I believe in God so much because I done seen him show up and show out so many times in my life. His word lives on the inside of me, and every single time that I'm facing something, his word always comes up in my heart and it comes up in my mouth. And here it is that I'm witnessing God to every single situation, to every single person. This is consistent proof. God has been so good to me. If I just think about what he has already done for me, see, that make me want to shout. When I think about how good he been to my mama and how good he been to my daddy, how good he been to my grandmama, how good he been to my children, how good God's been to my brothers and sisters, my cousin and my whole family, how good God's been to my wife, how good God's been to my neighbors. See, all I can do is just shout. All I can do is just tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, this is a real relationship. See, a real relationship is me laying it all down and trusting God to do it all for me. He done did it for me once, and those things that I'm going through, he'll do it again. Do you trust in the Lord with all of your heart? Do you lean to not those things that you understand? In all your ways, will you acknowledge him? God said that he'll direct your path. Jesus said that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He said nobody goes to God except that they go through me. See, this is called for a real relationship. See, a real relationship with God. See, it look like, not only do it look like, but it is. Because you'll be doing all that he has placed and for you to do. See, God desires for every man and for every woman to be born again. Are you born again today? Hallelujah. And even when you're born again, see, God wants to be that consistent proof in your life that he is God that you can trust in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your mercy, new mercies, new grace every single day. See, I may have had a little argument with my wife. I may have had an argument with my mother or my father, but I thank God that his word, hallelujah, that it pierces even the hardest heart, piercing going in and piercing coming out. Turning that thing around. See, I know how to come to my mother and say, Mama, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way that I've been acting. I know how to go to my wife and say, Honey, I made a mistake. Will you forgive me? See, this is me flowing in the righteousness of God. This is a gift that God has given unto me. The gift of God is Jesus Christ on the inside of you for others to experience him through you. Hallelujah. A real relationship with consistent proof. God bless every single one. May God keep you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this word. This word, Father God, that you have preached into our hearts today. Having a real relationship with consistent proof. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for every single revelation. Every single thing that we heard today. We know that this life that we live is not an easy life, but your word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for being our strength. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that is concerned us. We thank you, thank you, thank you for every single heart that had a heart to receive and every single anointed ear that had an ear to hear. Father, because we can't do anything else but just rejoice and give you thanks, and that's what we're going to do. We're just going to thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and the whole church do say amen, amen again. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today. There may be one that heard the word today, and you realize that you know that you don't have a relationship with God. You realize that you have many relationships, but it's underneath your power or it's underneath the power of the ones that you're in a relationship with, and you find yourself in a whole lot of despair, a whole lot of worry, a whole lot of trouble. You see things happening all around and you just can't figure out why is this happening. Well, we need to understand that there's a calling. God is calling you to come to him. See, it's not God's doing when things terrible happen in our lives, but even those things that happen that are terrible in our lives, God know how to take these things turn these things around so you will witness of who he is and his power. Hallelujah. That you would testify to somebody. But this takes a relationship. If you don't have a relationship with God and you desire to have a relationship with God today, will you press one? One of the most important things that you could ever do in your life is being born again. I'm a witness of that. And many of you who are listening, you are a witness of that as well. One of the most important things that you could ever tell somebody, especially your family members, is, hey, you need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. You need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. Brother, sister, son, daughter, mama, daddy, auntie, uncle, whoever it be, grandma, papa, you need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. This is the most important thing that you can ever do. You can ever do. I'm a witness. The day that you do that, the day that you do that, that's the day where you experience that abundance that God promised, his salvation. He said he'll show you his sozo. Sozo meaning salvation. He'll show you every single thing, all of the joys of life, even eternal life. Hallelujah. You enter into salvation right there. Will you press one today? If you're online, will you call in 845-277-9213, then press one? Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, you're looking for a church home, and you believe that this ministry here that God has given to Apostle Talk, Nick, and I, that you can learn. Thank every single member. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. We are growing together. I need you just as much as you need me. But I thank God that he's in the middle of it all, where we can come together and worship him. God said when two or three are gathered together in his name, he said there he is in the middle of it all. And I can't afford to not have God in the middle of anything that I have going on. But if you believe the gospel public ministry is the ministry for you, do press one. Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer? I believe in prayer. I believe so much in prayer that it has become the base of my life. Prayer has become the base of my life. And I'm telling you, my desires change. Because there was things that I really, you know, thought that I needed, things that I wanted. But when I began to, you know, to pray and, you know, to honestly pray, you know, just like we can come together and talk. When I begin to talk to God, you know, in prayer and tell him about all those things that, you know, that's concerning me, I realized that what he was doing right there in that moment, not only was he giving me all the desires of my heart, but he was giving me more than I expected. I even believe right now that God has given me so much that he has given me revelation to give to each and every one of you. So I'm just saying that to say, you know, prayer changes things. Not only will God show up and heal your body and deliver you, but he'll heal the whole land. That's what the word of God, when God shows up, he'll just show up for one. God show up for all. Didn't he do it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, God's name be praised. Hallelujah. Well, church, like I say, you know, the word of God has been preached. The word of God is established. I just want to let y'all know that, you know, today is such a beautiful day. No matter what it looked like, God is in control of my life. God is in control of your life. But you make sure that you allow him to show up in your life and to do those things that you are concerned about. Announcements for today. This month of February at 5 a.m. every morning for this month of February at 5 a.m. It's a time that God has set aside for you and I to come together in prayer. You know, come together in prayer, you know. So, you know, do call in on this number, 845-277-9213, if you have an opportunity. This is the time so you really can fellowship with the Lord. There are people that come call in the morning, and I'm telling you, God is doing such a great thing. The best thing to do when you start your day off is start it off in prayer. And it's so good to start your day off with prayer with the believers, when you can pray about things that, you know, you pray for me, I pray for you. I mean, it's been so good. And that's for this month of February. Even after February, March, then it'll be at 6 a.m., not 5 a.m., but in March, it'll be at 6 a.m. on Mondays. You can definitely call in, you know, for prayer and for fellowship on Monday mornings in March. We just had a play here last night, you know, the play. It was beautiful. People came out and they enjoyed it. There were apostles. There were all different type of people. There were new people. The house was full. The play, it was so full, and people enjoyed it so much. You know, and they're posting. They're still posting. They're posting online. You know, we're getting a whole lot of good reviews that came. So thank each and every one of you for coming out last night and joining in the ministry of laughter. You know, the cast did such a wonderful job. You know, they work real hard, you know, to bring laughter. You know, laughter, you know, that's a gift that comes from God. You know, laughter is. So sometimes, you know, you may find yourself in a place to where times may be hard, and just the thing that you need is a little bit of laughter. So thank y'all for coming out, and we do have another show that's coming up March the 18th. March the 18th will be the next show day, so do get your tickets. We have a website where you can call in at www.thegoodcomedy.com, T-H-E, thegoodcomedy.com, and place your orders there, you know, get your pre-sale tickets. Tell somebody about good comedy. This is what God has for us to do. If you are celebrating a birthday, we want to wish all of the birthday babies here in February a very happy, happy, happy birthday. I just got a chance to share with my grandmother her 88th birthday. Oh, we had ourselves such a good time with this beautiful woman. Oh, my God. Her family came from everywhere, and we went down to Bossier City and enjoyed some catfish, and I seen family members that I haven't seen in years. And I'm telling you, we had ourselves a good time. So happy birthday to my grandmother. Happy, happy, happy birthday, and many more. May God bless you in every single area of your life. We are so proud to be your children and to be your cousin, brother, whoever's listening. We're just so proud, you know, to share in your birthday and share. Be a part of your family. Your family is definitely blessed. Amen. My son Jake, his birthday coming up here, February 24th. My nephew Jackson, he just celebrated a birthday this past week, I believe, on the 8th. And all the other birthdays that I may have forgot. I know my Aunt Pam gone on to glory. Her birthday, we celebrate here on Valentine's Day on the 14th. And I believe my wife's, her dad, he's gone on to glory too, you know, so we still remember, you know, and celebrate the birthdays. Her dad's also on the 14th, so we celebrate February birthdays. Amen. Anybody that's celebrating an anniversary this month, happy, happy, happy anniversary, and many more. May the blessings of God be with you, with your husband and your wife. You know, may every single provision that God has for you, may that it, you know, it be multiplied more and more and more. So happy birthday to all the, happy anniversary to all the people that are celebrating anniversaries. I think that is about it. We don't have a whole lot more on the announcement on the bulletin at this time. If you do have any announcements, you know, do call us. You know, if you have our cell phone numbers, you know, do call us, or even if it is, you know, on this line, you know, we have a way where you can leave a message if we miss out on, you know, let us know if you have things that are coming up this month or next month, you know, let us know. Amen. That concludes our announcements for today. Today been such a a wonderful day. So we'll go ahead on and release the, usually my wife does this, the pastor's blessings. So we'll go ahead on and do the benediction here. May the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord, and we are his righteousness, and all is well with us. God bless you. May God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.